So stand if you will. I'd just like to lead off with a little scripture again this night. I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I would trust, my buckler and the horn of salvation and my high tower. I will call upon the name of the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies. Amen. Let's bow our head this night. Precious Heavenly Father, Lord, we are so thankful to be gathered in your little house here tonight again, Lord. Lord, we've felt your presence all day, oh God. Lord, we're so thankful, Lord, for thy word. Lord, for it is our strength. Lord, it is our guide. Lord, we just love and appreciate you this night, Lord. Dear Lord, let us sing praises unto thee with all thy heart, all thy might, and all thy strength. Lord, let us be prepared for thy word that comes forth afterwards, O God. Just bless each one in the house this night. Let your will be done in everything that's said and done. We'll be sure to give you all the glory and the honor and the praise. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray these things. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. He is so good. Amen. Let's sing it. No course on 24. Living by faith. I care not today what tomorrow may bring, if shadow or sunshine or rain. The Lord I know ruleth for everything, and all of my worry is vain. I'm living by faith in Jesus above. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Page 224. Amen. No, not one. Hallelujah. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. None else could heal all our souls' diseases. No, not one. No, not one. Jesus knows all about our struggles. He on page 670. Amen. Through it all. Amen. Amen. Through it all, oh, through it all, I learned to trust in Jesus. I learned to trust in God. Through
I learned to trust.
be seated if you'd like. Amen. Hallelujah. Brother Kevin, would you like to take up the offering? Amen. Praise you.
Gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, how we love you so much. Truly, through all we went, Lord, has made us strong. Trust in you, rely on your word. Many of times, you've come to us with trials. Lord, you would tell me, go back to the word. And Lord, I gave you the strength. Make it through. Lord, knowing that there's a rapture coming, Lord, that you're going to hold our hand and lead us all the way through. If we'll just trust in you and just give everything to you, Lord. Pray, Lord, you just have your way in our lives. Lord, we just thank you for the desire you've placed in our hearts.
Amen.
I think of many people, Lord, that don't even have a desire to even go to church or to serve you. But Lord, here we stand tonight, filling your holy presence with us tonight. We sing these songs. The Lord sang by revelation. And Lord, we just love you and appreciate you for that. Pray, Lord, you just bless this portion of the service. Bless those that can give and those that can't.
Amen.
Lord, prepare our hearts, Lord, to receive that word tonight that you laid on our brother's heart. Lord, may we be hungry, pulling, Lord, to receive that from you. Lord, we just pray you just have your way in the remainder of the service. We give you all the glory and all the honor. Amen.
Amen. Shut in with God. Shut in with God in a secret place.
See the root of every need.
Amen.
Lord, that's what we pray for. Lord, not just to meet the individual need as it may be. Lord, look down into the root, the very depths of our hearts. Lord, and meet the very need that he has. Lord, bless the remainder of the service. Lord, as your word comes, may we just have open hearts. May the brother truly feel us.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. Amen. Anybody got a special or a song in their heart or a song you'd like to sing? Or Tim?
We're singing both for us on 277.
277. chorus there. We'll start with the chorus. Sweet Holy Spirit, sweet Heavenly Dove, stay.
And for these blessings.
we are to fill His Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Praise the Lord. Let's sing that little song, Reach Out and Touch the Lord, as your pastor comes. Amen.
Reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by.
Appreciate you this night, Lord. Oh, God, for your sweet presence with us. How thankful we are now. May we just again commit ourselves to you. And may you get the glory and the honor, Lord. Oh, God, let us recognize the presence of the Holy Spirit tonight. Oh, how we love you. How we want to glorify your holy name, Lord Jesus. Oh, thank you so much now. Bless us now. We commit ourselves to thee. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, don't you love Him? Amen. He's so wonderful and precious. Amen. Glory. If you can't feel that, I don't know what's wrong. Amen. I walked through those doors and I just felt chills all over me. Amen. Hallelujah. The presence of the Lord is in this place. Amen. Thank God for His mercy. Amen. Why don't you go ahead and sit down. Be seated, please. Amen. Keeping in mind the scripture we read this morning, we want to quickly pick up where we left off this morning. As we read the scripture, one of the scriptures, 1 John 3, and just renew our minds back to it, he said, "For if our heart condemn us, God is greater than our heart and knoweth all things." You know, it's so good that He knows all things. Oh, so good. "Beloved, if our heart condemn us not, then have we confidence toward God. And whatsoever we ask, we receive of Him, because we keep His commandments and do those things that are pleasing in His sight." Now, I'd like to read something Brother Branham was speaking here and concerning the scripture. And again, to just make sure we line ourselves up by the Holy Spirit and according to the Word, the commandments of God's Word. But he says here, and I have heard, but now I see. This was preached November 27th, 1965, paragraph 69. He says, and it won't work. No selfish thing will work. He's talking about when we want something from God. We're waiting on God for something. We need God to us, whatever it may be. He says, no selfish thing will work. Your motives and objectives has to be exactly, perfectly right.
Amen.
Remember that. Your motives, your objectives have to be perfectly right. Then you have faith to ask. If our heart condemns us not, then we have confidence. Oh my, you want that confidence?
Amen.
Oh, that you know you can ask and God will give you the desire of heart. See, we've got to have confidence. I want this to the honor and glory of God. Then faith has a channel to move into. I often, you know, we preached a little message on this a long time ago. And I wonder if we still, are we making sure that what we ask God for, it is to His glory and to His honor. Not for our own glory, not for our own honor, not for our own selfishness. That maybe we could, maybe we'd want a healing in our body to be able to go out and then begin to do things we shouldn't do. No. But we, whatever we want healed of, we want it for a purpose that we could glorify God. And by being healed, we could do something for the Lord. Maybe in a greater way. And have a greater purpose to serve Him by receiving that healing. Is that why we've always wanted healed? Or did we? Maybe we've got a high blood pressure. Maybe we've got diabetes or something. And do we want healed just for the purpose that we can eat whatever we want to eat? Huh? Is that the purpose we want healed? I've heard people say that before. Oh, I would I didn't have this problem. I could just eat anything I could want to eat. Never one time did you hear that I could glorify God greater. You know, when you're diabetic, it's awful hard to fast. You know, maybe you want to fast and show the Lord you appreciate Him. Is that why you want healed then? Huh? Well, you remember, every motive and objective has to be perfectly right. And some way, also would glorify God. You see? All right, he says, then faith has a channel to move into. If it doesn't, then you've got mental, intellectual faith and not genuine faith from God. Excuse me. That intellectual faith will get you nowhere. It might get you emotional, but it won't get you the healing that you're looking for. So Job checking himself, he talks about Job here for a moment, with the genuine faith that God had given to him, that he was just. That he was just. You see? That he had done everything. I wonder as we walked in this building tonight. He'd done everything that God required him to do. Have you done everything that God has required you to do? Everything. Now, when you're going to be prayed for our sickness, I wonder if we have done everything that God requires us to do. As I approach God tonight, knowing that He's here, He's already vindicated that. I know He's here, and He's still here.
Amen.
I feel His presence. I know without a doubt. I know without one speck of doubt that He's here. Have we followed every iota of the Scripture? Wow. Have we given Him our hearts and lives for service? What's the reason that you want to be healed for? I remember this is one of God's prophets speaking here, I'm reading from. This is the major prophet of the age.
Amen.
And God does nothing in unless He first reveals His secrets to the servants, the prophets. So God has revealed these things to the prophet and using Scripture to prove that what He's saying here is what God is looking for.
Amen.
So God's mouthpiece, what I'm reading here, is telling us what we have to do before we can come and get what we want.
Amen.
And just a plain way of putting it, you see. That's the reason you can't get faith enough, see, because you haven't maybe made this thing to God sincerely from your heart. He says, like Hezekiah did, give God the reason. He wanted to set his kingdom in order. Think of that. Hezekiah, this king, he seen that his kingdom was out of order. And it wasn't pleasing to God. And remember, brothers, our kingdom is our home. And we rule our homes. And if our homes is a little bit out, Hezekiah was so sincere with God, and knowing he was about to die, he wanted God to give him a few more years to live in order to set his kingdom in order and make sure everything was right with God. Is that why we want healed? Is that why we want what we want? So we can get everything right with God and everything just the way God wants it to be? That everything's perfectly and exactly the way God wants it to be? And God sent his prophet back and told him. And he was healed. See, but you have to have those things made right first. So then, as soon as you get to these places and know that it's been revealed to you by the word of God. Now remember, as soon as we got to get to these places, getting everything right. Okay? He said, then it has to be revealed to you by the word of God, by the revelation, by the word that God requires you to do, then you have faith, genuine faith. So I wonder, are we able to match this? Are we making sure everything's right? Now, some of us here has got some pretty serious problems. Some of us got some pretty serious physical issues and some problems maybe in our home life, maybe on the job. Things going on. Some pretty serious things that we need God to work out for us. And how sincere are we with God? Showing Him that we really need Him and showing Him that we want everything right in our life to open this channel of faith that God could come in and get the glory and the honor. Remember, that's why he did everything he did. Because he wanted to get the glory and the honor. That's why he wanted to be a healer. Is that right?
Yeah.
So he would get the honor and the glory of being known to be the healer, which he is. But he gave us a stipulation. There is something we must do. There is something we must meet before he will keep his end of the deal. And that's to do just like the prophet said. To make sure everything's right. Make sure everything's perfectly exactly right. Make sure our motives is right. Our objectives is perfectly right. To where is for some reason to give back to God. See? Not so that we can run and play. Maybe we've got a bad knee. I would sure like to have my knee healed, Brother Steve, so I could play basketball with the kids. Seriously? Is that why you want your knee healed? Why wouldn't it be, I want my knee healed, Brother Steve, so that I could do more work around the kingdom?
Amen.
Oh. Yeah. You know, God would be more interested. But you see, so many times it's for our own selfish reasons. Our own selfish ways of things we want to do in life. Well, Brother Steve, I can't even swim like this. I can't even do this. I can't ride my four-wheeler. I can't do this. And you want healed because of that. God ain't in the healing business for that.
No. If he heals you, he wants you to give that back to him.
Amen.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen. Oh, yeah. But what if our attitude and objective isn't that? The one thing about it, remember, he is the discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. He knows all these things. And he knows as we sit here tonight why we want to be healed. Now, if I had to ask you, actually I can, and it shouldn't hurt nobody. They say, well, Brother Steve, I already claimed my healing, so I know I don't need nothing. But I'm going to ask you, how many in here need a healing?
Amen.
Yeah, of something in your body. You need a healing. Now, there's a reason why we need a healing. Yeah. And the thing is, all of us that raised our hands, there's got to be a motive and objective behind it. Why I don't want to be healed. Why I don't want to. You see? Is it for my own selfish ways and what maybe I could do something to have more fun? Huh? Well, Brother Steve, if I had my back healed, I could go horseback riding. Now, what if I wanted my back healed for that purpose? Huh? I'd be so ashamed to even take that before the Lord. Or so ashamed to think that knowing he's in me and knows my thoughts and searches my reins, I'd be ashamed for him to see that in my mind because he knows my thoughts. So I'd be ashamed to let him see that and have the experience of seeing those thoughts go through my mind. But what is the purpose that I would want my back healed for? What is the purpose that you want to be healed from? Why are you wanting to be healed of diabetes? Well, Brother Steve, so I can live happier. So I can feel good. Is that all? Huh? Is that all? You mean there isn't something else there why you want to be healed of diabetes? You mean there's something there, not more of a purpose of why you want to be healed of high blood pressure? Remember, he searches the reins and knows all about it. You see? So he says here now in influence, he says, paragraph 5, preached November 14, 1963. He's talking about this little congregation he's at, but he says something very good in here. But I certainly am thankful for the fine cooperation that I get from you people in there who are believing on God. Your fine cooperation makes it so easy for the Holy Spirit to move among the people. You mean there's a difference what people do that makes it easy for the Holy Spirit to move? Absolutely.
Amen.
Yeah. And I want this little place to be the easiest place that he can move.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. I trust that'll be your desire also.
Amen.
I wish I could find this everywhere. Where you could find people who believe, no matter what God does or how much of a gift he would represent, you have to believe it. See, because it's ineffective unless you believe it. Yeah. Jesus one time coming from another country came into his own. And they said, we heard you did so and so in such a place. But then he could not do many mighty works. And he says, now we don't like to say it that way, but that's the way the scripture says it. He could not do many mighty works because of their unbelief.
Right. Amen.
Wow. What if we'd have people in here sitting here didn't really believe in doing things that the scripture says to do? Huh? What if you sisters sit here and they'll say half a dozen of you, so people, ladies sitting here and didn't believe the scripture of wearing anything that pertains to man's apparel. And you didn't believe it. And you sit there with your blue jean skirts on with zippers and pockets and look just like a man's pair of pants on. It pertains to that man's pants. You didn't believe that scripture. Whether you believe it or not, it makes it hard for the Holy Spirit to move when you do that.
Amen.
And every time we sit here with a little bit of unbelief, I don't believe what Brother Steve's reading from there. I think he's got it all twisted up. If If I said it the way he said it, it ain't got nothing to do with me. I ain't twisted nothing up. If I've read it exactly the way he said it, yeah. Then if you don't believe it, God recognizes that unbelief.
Amen. That's right.
It makes it hard for the Holy Spirit to move. You see? He says, and God's power is limited to your faith in it. Listen. That's the only limit it has. All things are possible. Shall I repeat? All things are possible to them that believe. See, there is a great God in heaven. And if we could only get in contact, like a direct line to Him. Oh, hallelujah. I want a direct line to Him.
Amen.
Amen. All things are possible. See, but we must come in contact with Him with no static nowhere. What if we sit here? May look like an innocent little sister, you know, and maybe the Word of God has come about the children, about the home and so forth. And the husband maybe is trying to get it straightened up and work with him, but the little sweet sister is bucking the husband and trying to put her ideas in it with a little bit of unbelief, that she doesn't really believe that's necessary. We have been trained by the world that this works. What does God say works?
Amen.
Spare not the rod, and thou shalt spoil the child. Oh, yeah. I'm just using it for example because it's fresh in your mind. With no static nowhere. Do we all sit here tonight with no static on anything that God's Word has commanded us to do? No static. None whatsoever. Just a clear channel between us and God. That's where I want to be, friends.
Amen.
I want to keep that clear channel all the time with God. Well, how are you going to do that, Brother Steve? Believe everything He tells me. By faith, through the Holy Ghost, receive the revelation of it and apply it in my life. With a burning desire to serve Him and obey Him. Constantly listening, waiting on Him to lead and guide by His Holy Spirit. And keep that channel clear and open. That should be every one of your desires.
Amen.
And not letting the things of the world distract it. Not one moment. But we must come in contact with Him with no static, nowhere. Just a clear channel between us and God. Then He said, if you say to this mountain, and be moved, and doubt not in your heart, but believe that what you have said. Now, He says, you can't bluff it. No. Satan doesn't bluff too easy. No. So you can't bluff it. But when you really know it, then it's got to happen. He said, it just must happen. Oh, hallelujah. Now, I want to renew your minds. Back to a little something again we read this morning. He cares, do you care? This was paragraph 36. He said, now when the Holy Spirit has come, who the Father would send in His name, He would testify Him. In other words, He would do the same thing He did. The Holy Spirit. Are you catching what He said now? I feel I should go back and read it again. He said, when the Holy Spirit has come, who the Father would send in His name, He would testify of Him. In other words, He would do the same thing He did. What would the Holy Spirit would? The Holy Spirit working through a tabernacle that He has sanctified would do the same thing that He did. Wow. Can you grasp it? He says, now what that ought to do for us. Let's make it more personal. What that ought to do for you. What it ought to do for me. Knowing that Holy Spirit has come. And He's already promised that what He'd already done through Him, He will do through us. Is that right?
Amen.
Absolutely. Now, Brother Steve, but that's only for the prophets. No, it's not. He didn't say for the prophets. Though they're included. But it's for us too.
Amen.
Glory. I thank God that healing ain't only for prophets. I thank God that healing ain't only for the prophets to give. For they can't give healing anyway. It's not they that heals. It's God using the prophet. Then we know that right among us. Now, you know, saints, I cannot say those kind of things to some people. They will not take it right. But I hope you're grown up enough to take it right. I am not running God's prophets down by no means. But I do not lift any prophet above God. God is the great I am. They are the servants, the prophets, for God. You see? All right? But some people have a bad problem of lifting men up, not alone prophets, but even pastors, teachers, evangelists. Oh yeah, that they're their great I am, and whatever he says goes. Friends, it's whatever Jesus Christ says goes. This man will get off track oftentimes. It's what God said. That's why I believe that the biggest majority of these message following people are in the mess they're in. They have made man their God. Oh, my.
Amen.
Then we know that right among us, today we have the same comforting Lord Jesus from the Holy Ghost, another office God himself is working in. He was a comfort to Israel when they could look up and see the pillar of fire and hear the prophets speak the words that was true, and God vindicated. That was their comfort. He was a comfort when he was here on earth as a man, God made flesh. God representing himself, expressing himself through a man, Christ Jesus, who promised, the works that I do shall you do also. And I am going to the Father and going to send back the Holy Spirit, which by God's grace I have that Holy Spirit.
Amen.
How many have that confidence you have the Holy Spirit?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory. Which will be me in spirit form. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ in spirit form. And I'll be with you and dwell in you. Can you believe it?
Amen.
That Holy Spirit has never lost a battle.
Amen.
That Holy Spirit has never been defeated. Hallelujah. Glory. The Holy Spirit again in my name when he comes. That's what he said. To speak against that now after the atonement's already made was unpardonable sin to blaspheme the Holy Ghost. All right, show us the Father. This is June 6, 1963. Just to mention this again, real quickly. Now, our religion must become in action. Christian religion is an action. I'm going to skip down a little bit to save some time. You may say, well, Lord Jesus, I know that man don't know me. He's a total stranger to me. But you know me. I want you to get that. Because the Lord Jesus Christ is the one that knows you.
Amen.
And knows all about you. Now, the only way a prophet does is if God gives him a vision. And that vision is as if we take and we may have a dream. How many of us have ever had a dream?
Amen.
Well, a vision is what you can see it and you're awake and see this all going before you. Yeah. And it's thus saith the Lord then when you see that. Because you're seeing it ahead of time. It's all playing right in front of you, taking place. You know exactly what it is. You see? And then you can turn and tell that person exactly what they've got wrong with them, where they came from, their house number, and everything, and never seen the person in your life. That's God.
Amen.
Without God, that cannot be.
Right.
Okay? So it's God that does that through his prophets. He says here, he's a total stranger to me, but you know me, and I want you, Heavenly Father, to help me. This is what we was repeating after in a prayer this morning. He says, and I'm going to touch your garment. How many want to touch his garment tonight?
Amen.
Hallelujah. I am so far away from him It wouldn't do me no good to touch him anyhow. Talking about, he's giving a little example for somebody to touch the prophet, clear back there in the audience. Brother Timothy, get me the photo off of the wall, please. I think it's out here, isn't it? It shows the tongues of fire and the... Have we got it out here? I can't remember if we have it out here or not. I was thinking we had it here. I got it at home. I'm so far from him, he says, but it wouldn't do me no good to touch him anyhow. He's just a man. Yeah, we don't have it here, do we? Do we? Yes, that's it. Please bring it up here. Just refresh your mind. He's just a man, but I'm going to touch you. Y'all remember that photo?
Amen.
Them people couldn't see a thing at that time. But it was the most powerful thing that they could ever make contact with. The camera picked up the tongues of fire, the same tongues of fire that fell on them on the day of Pentecost. Do you know that same Jesus Christ is still alive tonight?
Amen.
And he's here. And by the Holy Ghost, through his ministry, he's trying to channel you into that. To where you know he's here. Do you believe that?
Amen.
That's not made up. Friends, this has all been documented. This is genuine, real. These photos have been checked and checked to make sure there was nothing touched by man. Same as that photo there was. Yeah. And many of them. When he walks out of the tabernacle and the tongue of fire was hanging over his shoulder. Yeah. People couldn't see it. But did that mean God wasn't there? God was there.
Amen.
Yes. Now he promised where two or three are gathered in his name, in their midst he would be.
Amen.
Can you believe that?
Amen.
And believe it with all your heart. Tell you this. You ought to know he's here. That regardless, I don't care who he puts up here to bring his word. And if he sends down his anointing, and that word is inspired and going out into the people's hearts, and as they receive the word, they're becoming the word. Who do you think's here doing that?
Amen.
Is it me? It's Jesus Christ. Who is it that's getting a people ready for rapture? Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Who's stirring something in your heart to even make you interested to be here and want to listen to everything I'm saying?
Amen.
Jesus Christ. Amen. Who's the one that feeds your heart with his word?
Amen.
Jesus Christ.
Amen.
A man ain't got nothing to do with it. He's just a mouthpiece. We're just a mute. But when we speak his word, and his Holy Spirit is here. He's here to do the work that he has already seen he would do. For as a moon or a star. Hallelujah. He is here. Hallelujah. He is here. Amen. Is that right?
Amen.
He's here. Oh my. You'll say, I'm just going to touch you, Lord. And he has told me we're living in the last days. And this is the last signs. Let me go on now. This is an identification. I try not to hold you too long. I've already had your over a half hour. It's unbelievable. But would you listen just a little bit longer and be interested?
Amen.
I wish I had time, but I've got probably another hour's worth. I can't get to it tonight. But please listen. What I do bring tonight. And then again, maybe I should stop because I don't want you to miss any of this. Nothing. But God's going to do something if you're in the right condition.
Amen.
I know he's going to. He's going to do something special for you. Yeah.
Amen.
You might have had diabetes for a long time, but that don't mean nothing to God. You might have had high blood pressure for a long time. There may be a problem with your heart that you might have had for a long time, but God can take care of that.
Amen.
Yes. Oh, yes, he can. If by faith the Word of God and His Holy Spirit can put you in the right channel. Oh my. Hallelujah. In identification, paragraph 200. Now there is no need of me saying and trying to explain it. There is no way of doing it. Now the Bible said, which is the Word, that He is the high priest that can be touched by the feeling of our infirmities. Remember, He's in spirit form. Again, do you believe that's real? Now, it's never been said that I've heard of, but always thought of this part of it being Jesus Christ. Because it looks like a face. Yeah. And He's watching His prophet. And He's anointing His word as it comes forth. Yeah. He is there. He is here. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Do you believe that?
Amen.
You surely don't believe God died, do you? God is living.
Amen.
And He is well.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
He is the high priest that can be touched by the feeling of our infirmities. Now, many of you raised your hand. I don't know if all of them was infirmities. But there is those that have infirmities here. Now, do you know He knows what that infirmity is before you even say anything about it?
Amen.
He knows. Now, sometimes faith is unknown to you, and you've got it, and you don't know it. If you try to push yourself into something, you miss it. You go over the top of it. It's so humble and simple. So humble, and it is so simple. And He is the high priest that can be touched by our infirmities. Then if you touched Him, He would act like He did before. Do you believe that?
Amen.
You remember the little woman with the blood issue? She touched Him, and she was made whole. He was there in flesh body form then. He's here tonight in Holy Spirit form. And you can still reach out and touch Him by faith. Yeah. Again now, saints, I know that He's here. So how do you know, brother? How are you so assured? Well, because I feel His presence is here. And I feel in my body. As I said before, if I could live in this presence all the time, I'd have no pain in my back. I have no pain in my back right now. None. Otherwise, when I walk away from here, I live with pain. Yeah. Some days worse than others. But in here, in His presence. Now, what if God can channel me in? He said, now it's over with, son. My stripes, you are healed. And He sends down an inspiration, and I know it's the time. Huh?
Amen.
You talk about give God the glory.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you what. I'll spend the money for another MRI, and I'll let you see both discs. Yeah. Yeah. I'll have proof. It won't be so, old Brother Steve must be feeling good lately. I'm going to let you see the proof. Two different discs. So if you brothers ain't got some way that I can put it on something to show you on a computer, figure it out. Because I'm going to show you. Yeah. I'm going to show you the bulges, the degenerative disc, and I'm going to show you well disc. I know He can do it because He does it while I'm here. I have no pain.
Amen.
Absolutely none. I feel like I could pull a tree down right now. But I can't. What do you think Samson went through? God was anointing him. Brother Branham said he was just a puny little man. But he lifted up those heavy gates and carried them off from the city. Oh my, glory. That same Holy Spirit is on me tonight with no pain. That same Holy Spirit can completely mend those discs altogether. That same Holy Spirit can heal your pancreas. That same Holy Spirit can loosen up all those hardened arteries. Oh yeah.
Amen.
That same Holy Spirit can clean all those varicose veins and be perfectly fine. That same Holy Spirit can put that heart in rhythm and make it pump just exactly like it's supposed to pump.
Amen.
That same Holy Spirit. It's the same Holy Spirit that opened up the Red Sea. Could you imagine what Moses felt in his body when that sea split open? I don't know how he kept from exploding. I'd probably been a little bit too weak and would have exploded. I probably would have screamed and it had been written in the scripture. Now Brother Stephen screamed so loud that it scared the army away. Hallelujah. Why? God is a living God. And what we need is to be channeled into that living God, in the living presence of God.
Amen.
And to know that He is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Oh, I feel good. Mm. Glory. In closing, He says here, you see this woman sitting right down here? I don't know the little soul. She is just sitting there, but somehow she's in contact with God. Did Brother Branham do something to put her in contact? No, that little woman was getting a faith built up in her heart. Oh, my, a revelation was burning, and Brother Branham was seeing she is making contact with God. Because in the dimension that I'm now looking in, I see the woman. She is conscious that something is going on. Same God that told him that she was conscious of something going on is the same God still living tonight without a prophet standing here. Yeah. She is praying for children who is not here. That is right. I don't know her. I've never seen the woman, but she was deeply concerned about some of her children. He asked her, "Do you believe me to be his servant?" Now, what's this going on for? To ignite her faith greater. Because she's going to know it's God revealing, not Brother Branham. It's God using Brother Branham. Her faith's not being built up in Brother Branham. It's being filled up in the God that is speaking to Brother Branham.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That same word by faith will do the same thing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you believe that Jesus Christ is here? Do you believe He's here?
Amen.
The Holy Spirit. Jesus Christ is here, the Holy Spirit. You see, if we can get ourselves out of the way. Now to heal you, He's telling the lady, I can't. Heal you, I can't. To give you your desire, I can't. That has to come through God. Thank God. Maybe if we get a real understanding of this, God can do things great. I don't have to worry about. Remember I said before? It would worry me that you're trying to lift me up. If God would do something great in here. But if you get a real understanding of this, you'll see it's God and not a man. And there'll be no problem going out until God did this for me. It won't be nothing. Brother Steve laid hands on me and God did this for me because Brother Steve prayed for me. No, no, no. Brother Steve, this has never been mentioned. It's what God does for you. Hallelujah. Oh, my. I'll get ahead of myself. Maybe renew your mind to this. In the Super Sign, 1963, November 29th. We don't need prayer cards. We don't need prayer cards anyhow. I've always tried to get you away from the tradition of laying the hands like the Jews did. Jairus said, come lay your hands on my daughter and she'll live. The Roman said, which was a Gentile like you and I, just speak the word. That was the Gentile way of believing. Brother, just speak the word. Hallelujah. God will give me what I have need of. Hallelujah. Oh, my. Brother Steve, just speak the word. Oh, God, let me just stay with this word and you'll do the rest. You're the one that gives the faith. Hallelujah. Oh, my. What God can do. He said, unless he would tell me to tell you something. But now, but if he can reveal to me what's the matter with that child or whatever it is, you'll believe me to be, he said, will you believe me to be a servant? You will? Now the whole audience, if you wish. The lady is sitting right here. Would you stand up? Now the Bible laying here before me. I do not know the woman. I've never seen her. Here, come right back to Sychar now. Please, everyone be reverent. When you see something, see it's a spirit. It moves and it throws me off again. So you got to be real reverent. When the Holy Spirit's here, dealing. Yes, the lady has three children. Now God's shown him a vision. Who showed him a vision? God. Not Brother Branham. He didn't muster this up himself. God has given him a vision. He's seeing everything. He's seeing these children. The lady has three children she is praying for, and all three of them are shadowed. Shadowed. That is, they are not Christians. They're unsaved. That is right. One of them is a girl, and she has a sore on her leg. He is seeing this as plain as day. His eyes open. He's seeing it. Up high, he says. That's right. Isn't it? One, something wrong with their eyes. One of the boys. Another one has got heart trouble and is an alcoholic. That's true. Is that your desire? Is that what you want from God? Oh, yes, he says. The sister says, amen. Then I ask in Jesus' name that he gives you what your desire is. You need anything else, he says? He cares. He cares. Yes, he does. But keep in mind, that same Jesus Christ that was showing that prophet what those problem was is the same God is still here and knows your problem. Amen. Hallelujah. You don't even need a man to tell you. No, because Jesus Christ here knows what you have need of. He's the high priest that can be touched by the feeling of our infirmities. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory. Oh, I've got to close. I can't keep going, but I'll close on this. Here is a lady, just as I said, it disturbed her. She is sitting back here. She is suffering with arthritis. These people ain't in the prayer line. These people are out in the audience. Her name is Mrs. Thompson. She says, yes, I'm a stranger to you. I never seen you in my life. But that's who you are. Do you believe me to be a servant lady? Do you believe what I've said is true and comes from God? Comes from who? God! That God didn't die, did he? No, sir, he's still alive. Hallelujah. You are suffering with arthritis. And that's your husband sitting there by you. He is suffering too. He has something wrong in his veins. It's called hardening of the arteries. Wow. That's better than any doctor I've ever seen. He's a great physician, the Lord Jesus Christ is. Don't need no x-ray machines or nothing. He knows everything. Hallelujah. That's right. He has something wrong with his feet also. That's right. Then you're trying to quit drinking. And you want to do it. You're an alcoholic, but you're trying to quit drinking. Do you believe me to be his servant? Will you accept me as God's servant? Then I deliver you from that in the name of Jesus Christ. Do you believe, sir? Give your heart to Christ. See, the minister's about baptism and things over here. He said, you just believe. Do you believe? If thou canst believe.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Got something wrong with your side, haven't you, honey? He's looking at another one. If you'll believe with all your heart, God will heal it. Saying there next to you, you've got diabetes. Don't you think he knows here tonight, his Holy Spirit, who's got diabetes?
Amen.
Oh, yes. Do you believe that God will heal those diabetes, that diabetes for you? Do you believe it?
Yes.
And make you well? Now, hear what was happening. These people... Notice, I'll close here for now, and then we'll pick it back up. These people had a great need. And they had heard that through this prophet, God healed people. And what was this that was happening? As God would show and reveal to that prophet exactly what these people have need of. And I said, some of them he gave their house number, what state they lived in, and some of them was clear across from the country. Give them their house number and everything. Seen everything about it. What was that doing to those people's faith? They knew that had to be God. What if I sit here tonight and I know that it has to be God? What if faith can put me into that channel? Oh, my.
Amen.
Look what God could do. Well, guess what? Faith cometh by the hearing of the Word of God.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Then what should I do? I should be here listening to the Word of God. Because that faith cometh by the hearing of the Word of God.
Amen.
Oh, my. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to his name. Oh, saints, if you let it, it's going to get really good. And you just may be one of them that's delivered from something you've had for a long time. What will you do about it? Is your motive and objective right? You know, when your diabetes, there's a lot of rough days you got. A lot of rough days. Maybe you can't do the things sometimes in your home that you'd like to do, being a woman or being a brother. But you're feeling a little bit too rough that day and shaky and just sweaty and just feel nervous and just really drug out. No energy. Maybe God has something for you to do, maybe for a brother, to help a brother, maybe to help around the kingdom. Do something. Yeah. Or maybe just so you can go to work and provide for your own so you won't be worse than the infidel. Yeah. What is your motive and objective why you want healed? Huh? Why? And if God does something for you, are you going to be one that will make sure you go screaming everywhere where the one leper did? Giving God the glory and the praise. The other ones didn't, wasn't concerned. They just went on. Huh? But will you give God the glory and the honor that he is the healer? Hallelujah. And when somebody asks you, well, who prayed for you? Nobody prayed for me. The Lord Jesus Christ is the high priest and knows my every And he, the Holy Spirit, came in and healed my body.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. The man's clear out of the picture. Oh, yes. Yeah. Glory to his name. And that might solve another problem too. Do you realize if all you people walk out of here and God heals your body, you know people's going to find out about it because you can't keep your mouth shut. You just would be so thankful, giving God the glory and the praise.
Amen.
One thing about it, it would cut down a lot of freeloaders coming in and thinking they was going to get something because they heard a great thing happened here. Wouldn't be nothing mentioned about a preacher doing it. So they wouldn't want to be dragging in on a teacher's shirt tail and trying to find out what's going on. No. They'd see your life and know what's going on.
Amen.
Because I don't want a lot of freeloaders in here. I don't want to have to build a bigger church just to have freeloaders come in and examine and see what's going on. Sons and daughters of God. Children of God. The children of the kingdom.
Amen.
That wants to get ready for a rapture. Hallelujah. And their whole purpose in life would be to serve God. Do you realize how many thousands of people flocked the prophet's sermons and meetings to just see the miracles? Brother Brian mentioned it. He knew there was thousands or times just to see what was going on. See if he could say something about it. Yeah. Oh my. And look at the people in this message that would want to come in here.
Amen.
They may hate the very thoughts of marriage and divorce. They may hate the thoughts of changing the soul, but they'd want to come just to see what's going on. Them kind of people aren't welcome. Sons and daughters of God is what's welcome.
Amen.
Somebody really wants to serve God in this last hour. So how are you going to get that last one then, friends? How are you going to get that last one, Brother Steve? Ask God to lead by the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Where is that last one, Lord? Is there something I can say something to this one, to that one? Oh God, help me. Show me if there's one I could help and to present the word of God to. Hallelujah. Not cast my pearls among the swine. This is great pearls, friend. It's beautiful pearls. And I sure would not want to cast it before swine. It's too precious for people to mock it and scoff it and to make fun of it. Oh, it's too precious. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. Amen. Oh, don't you love him? He's so precious, so glorious he is. Won't you sisters come to the instruments, please? Amen. Sorry to hold you so long there. My, I don't like doing that on a Sunday evening. Amen. Let's sing that little chorus that's on my heart. You are my strength when I am weak. Amen. You are the treasure that I seek. You are my all in all. Is it your all in all?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Let us sing that together. Amen. It's in a little loose leaf in your songbook. You are my strength when I am weak. You are the treasure that I see. You are my all in all. And seeking you as a precious jewel, Lord, to give up, I'd be a fool. You are my all in all. Oh, Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name.
Taking my sin, my cross, my shame. Again, I bless your name. You are my all in all. When I fall down, you pick me up. When I am dry, you fill me up. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name. Brother Genso, come on up. Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name. Oh, Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name. Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name.
Gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, how we just love you.
Praise God.
Appreciate you so much. Lord, I pray you'll make us alive in each and every one of our lives. Have channel us in this faith. Lord, we can see by your Holy Spirit and by your word. Lord, you're getting us ready to fulfill word for this hour right before the rapture. But Lord, we have to have that faith, Father. And Lord, there's things as you brought in your word, Lord, that we have to do ourselves first. But oh God, if we can just get channeled into that.
Hallelujah.
Lord, the things that you can move, even right here in our own lives at this church. What a testimony that would be, Lord, when we would be able to tell what you've done for us. As our brother said, not about who you're using, but Lord, that we can reach out by faith. And Lord, that you can heal our bodies and meet our needs and do the things that seems impossible to be done in our lives. That Lord, we live in your presence every day. Lord, every second of the day, Lord. Oh God, I just pray, oh Lord, just make it alive in my life. Lord Jesus, every day that you're right there within me.
Amen.
You know my thoughts. You know everything I do and everything I say. You even know my objections and my intentions.
Yes, amen.
Lord, there's nothing I can hide from you, Lord. Oh, God, may we just reach out, Lord, and just, Father, just give our all to you. If we just yield ourselves unto you and just yield our bodies, our soul, our mind, our spirit, our senses to you, Lord, we don't have to worry about that life being manifested through us because you'll come in and live it. If we'll just get out of the way, Lord, and just give everything unto you. Oh, Lord, may it just burn in our hearts, Lord, each and every day, Father, to draw closer, Lord, to you. And let that word become alive in reality and manifested for this hour. Oh, Father, there are many scriptures that you talked about this hour. What a great hour this is. I think many times what Brother Brand said, if he had a choice of when he could be placed upon this earth, Lord, he said right now, right here at the end, Lord, right before the rapture. And Lord, we read them scriptures and we see they're talking about us, Father. Lord, are we holding you back? Are we holding our own miracles back because, Lord, we're not yielding to you? Oh, God, I just pray, Lord, just dip us in our hearts. May we cry out unto you, Lord. Lord, if we lack that revelation, Lord, may we cry out unto you, Lord, reveal us to us. Lord, may we consecrate our lives. Lord, put you first above all other things. And Lord, let you have the preeminence in our lives. That Lord, that you can come and do these miracles in our lives. And Lord, we just love and appreciate you. That Father, you're warning us ahead of time. Beware of these traps Satan may lay out there for you. Be wise. Don't fall into these traps. And Lord, we just want to give you the glory and honor for all things. For Lord, even the desire that you've given us to even to come in here and to worship you and hear your word and to even serve you. Lord, that desire you placed there yourself. Lord, there's nothing good that we can say about ourselves. Lord, we could have been like so many millions of other people out there tonight, Lord, with no desire to see that word be vindicated in this hour. But Lord, you did that for us. And we just love and appreciate you so much. Pray, Lord, you just go with us as we go forth, Lord. If you tarry to the next service, Lord, may we just cry out unto thee, Lord, and draw closer to thee and have your preeminence in our lives. And we just give you all the glory and honor and praise in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name. Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name. You're dismissed. Amen.